Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is Baptized by John.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me? Jesus said to him in reply, Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. Our gospel begins with Jesus sitting on one of the big stones near a turn in the River Jordan, engaged in conversation with some of the locals. Everybody's chatting or gossiping, who knows, about another rather colorful preacher named John, who seems to be drawing some pretty good-sized crowds. Some remark that his teachings seem a little wild, you know, not exactly orthodox. In fact, he actually looks more like a hunter who's just come down from some cave up in the hills. Who knows what he's up to? But his outdoor revivals do seem to be drawing some pretty serious attention. Now, the rest of the pilgrims, the ones who stop to listen to the preaching, or whatever you call it, are showing some real interest in this conversation. They've heard that this wild preacher, the Baptist, seems to be energizing some fairly big crowds. Of course, as usual, some folks have immediately dismissed it as a big show, salt and peppered with gossip from nearby villages that aren't really interested in the teachings of Moses and the prophets. But a crowd has begun to gather along the banks of the Jordan River to check this preacher out. Who is he? Where did he get these wild ideas from? Some folks heard that he was going around the region holding revivals on the banks of rivers, baptizing folks in the name of God. Not a bad idea at all. In fact, rivers and mountains have always been common meeting places. It wasn't unusual to see itinerant preachers or even clowns hanging out near rivers. Public places, after all, are often colorful. You know, there's always some strange show in town. Jesus, who was pretty much a nobody at this point, was himself rather curious about this wild preacher named John who was hanging out in the vicinity of the Jordan River. So Jesus and I and a few other faithful and curious Jews made our way down to the banks of the Jordan to check things out, to find out just who was this wild preacher who was initiating folks into the reign of God on the banks of the river. Though we didn't see any snake handlers at the gathering, we did get the sense that it was something like a traveling show. Fact is, John was blossoming into a rather unique and colorful preacher of God's good news of mercy and salvation. He wasn't near as crazy as he looked. In fact, he was attracting an impressive band of followers who were evangelizing up in the hills and on the riverbanks. John begins to sense that something big is happening, and he's not quite sure what it is. Jesus has invited him to join him on a mission, but John seems so small in the face of such trust and loving kindness. we can almost hear John saying, "Teacher, I appreciate your kindness, but I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Even though John was the one doing the baptisms on the banks of the river, it was clear to him from the very first moment that his mission was to point to Jesus. The birth of Jesus in our world makes manifest the ecstatic overflowing of God's love. God wants to come into our world, and he does so by sending the beloved Son, Jesus. Says theologian Kathy Coffey, she says, "God would have become human even if Adam hadn't sinned, because God has fallen irretrievably in love with us. The driving motive of the incarnation wasn't to blot out the effects of sin, but was a free act of the Creator to move closer to the creatures." In other words, Jesus flows out from God for no other reason than to show us that God is passionately in love with us. "For God so loved the world that God gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life." Like Jesus, we too are an incarnation of God's love, sent on a mission into the heart of the world. That, after all, is what it means to be a disciple. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to sing the good news of our salvation. The prodigal Christ leaves home and plunges into our world, then turns around toward us and calls out, "Come and follow me."